Bruno Rebuffo heard the crane fall. He didn't know what it was at first.
It sounded like an earthquake, honestly. It sounded like, I don't know, it was just a big boom, loud boom, and you thought, hey, the roof is going to fall, or something happened, something hit.
Rebuffo and his family live on 30th Street, just north of downtown Miami. Across the street, the Gran Paraiso building is under construction and towers over his apartment. When part of the crane broke off, it crashed onto the unfinished building, some 50 stories up. The counterweights, the massive blocks that help offset the weight of what the crane's picking up, those fell all the way down to the street and embedded themselves into the asphalt. You could see all this from Rebuffo's building.
You never think about stuff like that until it happens to you, honestly. So it's something I see now every time I look at a crane, honestly.
City officials asked people in Rebuffo's building to evacuate, and they didn't know when it would be safe to go back. So a few days after preparing for Hurricane Irma, his family packed all their hurricane provisions into a cooler and left. There are two other cranes that came down during Irma, one in Miami and the other in Fort Lauderdale.
These tower cranes were not supposed to fail in a tropical storm. It should have never happened.
Maurice Pons is the City of Miami's building official. Before the storm, his department sent out a message that the cranes were supposed to be rated for 145 mile per hour winds. During the hurricane, wind speeds never reached that, and the cranes fell anyway.
As a building official for the City of Miami, I don't have jurisdictions on tower cranes, because tower cranes are considered construction equipment, and they're not part of the building code.
Who then has the jurisdiction?
Who has jurisdiction? That's a little bit somewhat open, because no agency had in their purview to be able to investigate a tower crane accident or incident.
So no one is really in charge. The Office of Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, regulates cranes, but it regulates them for worker safety, not public safety. Since no worker was hurt, they're not in charge. And as Pond says, the city, and the county for that matter, have no crane regulations on the books. They have no authority there. One of the reasons that Pons and his counterpart at the county don't have any authority is because of what happened in Miami-Dade County almost a decade ago.
The same as Irma, except it was worse.
Miami-Dade County Commissioner Audrey Edmondson remembers back in the mid-2000s. There was a construction boom, and again, cranes were falling. During Hurricane Wilma in October 2005, two cranes collapsed. Then another in Margate in September. In April 2006, one person died in a collapse. 1 month later, a headline reads, OSHA investigating collapse that kills three. In 2008, a crane collapsed in each of the months of March, June, August, and October. In April, two cranes.
One day, I'm just driving down the street, and my car had to go underneath a crane, and all I could think of was, what if this thing falls on me?
So she pushed for and passed an ordinance to bolster crane regulations. It established higher wind standards and required construction sites to plan for hurricanes.
These cranes, most of them were falling when it was somewhat of a windy type day. So if that type of wind, not hurricane force, not tropical storm force, if that can knock down a crane, imagine this is Hurricane City here.
Soon after, for the most part, cranes stopped falling. Also, the housing crisis hit, and there were fewer cranes in the air. Regardless, the ordinance didn't last long. Construction companies and trade unions fought back in court and in the Florida legislature. A judge ruled that there was already an organization responsible for regulating cranes, OSHA. It had the final say on what standards cranes had to be built to. Local governments couldn't do that. But again, OSHA's obligation is worker safety. That's it. So the higher standards set by Edmondson's ordinance were thrown out. The rest of it, the part that required job sites to have a hurricane plan, that was killed in the legislature. The construction industry has strong lobbyists.
And they went to the state, and they were able to lobby against it. It took them approximately 4 years to get the state legislators to preempt us. If the state wants to preempt us, fine, but they should put something in place.
The state took away the power for local governments to pass any kind of crane regulation, including for hurricanes. By the time Irma hit, Edmondson's ordinance had been gone for about 5 years already. And even if it were still in place, it's unlikely it would have prevented the cranes from breaking the way they did in Irma. But now local governments can't do anything to address new crane issues.
You know, there are terms called act of God.
An act of God is what Frank Bardinaro calls what happened during Irma. He's the chief operating officer of Maxim Crane Works, which owned the three cranes that broke. He says there was no negligence, no cutting of corners. And taking each crane down before a hurricane, that's just not practical. After the storm, the company conducted its own investigation into why the cranes fell. OSHA and the city of Miami helped out, but neither say they were in charge. Bardinaro says they believe there was a series of updrafts, wind that moved up underneath the arm of the crane, making it twist and snap.
They're designed to spin, but they aren't designed to be raised up.
He says they're trying to find some kind of preventative measure.
Should there be other factors that are going into erecting and maintaining tower cranes that do consider updraft possibility, because that's never been addressed.
There's nobody forcing them to do that or anyone tasked with holding them accountable for coming up with new protocols. Commissioner Audrey Edmondson heard about the cranes breaking while she was riding out the storm at a friend's house.
That was the first thing that came to my mind, and I said, uh-huh, I told you so. That's exactly what came to my mind. I was on the right track.
So now, again, she's trying to figure out a way to regulate cranes by pushing the state legislators to do something. But so far, there's no bill being considered in Tallahassee having anything to do with cranes. Bruno Rabufo and his family left their apartment for 4 days after the city asked them to. They were worried the broken crane might fall on their building. The construction company that rented the crane from Maxim has said it will reimburse the cost of their Airbnb. 2 months later, that hasn't happened. Rabufo says he's happy to be back.
I guess it's good now? Fixed it or removed it or whatever they did, but I guess it's safe to live there now, so...
He says he looks at cranes differently now, and living in a small apartment building surrounded by new high-rise construction, he thinks about it a lot.
Hey, as long as there's no wind, we should be okay.
Hurricane season ends on the last day of the month. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.